comeback on here, but I was in a better mood and high spirits. It's a new day. And I really just wanted to say, y'all, like, you're going to be okay. Like, this is coming. Like, when I recorded this, I was really sad, and I feel like you can hear it in my voice. But I just wanted to come on here and let y'all know that I'm okay and you'll be okay. And that even if you're going through something hard right now, like, everything's going to be okay. Like Ariana Grande said, we're going to be all right.
Yeah.
Know that we're going to be all right. So I'll see y'all next Saturday for a way more upbeat episode. And, like, also, plus, there's, like, my little bonus episodes that's been coming out. I've been trying to do it every day. Let's see how much I can commit to that. But, like, you know, y'all hear from me. You know, I was having a really bad day this day. Like, okay, I was having a really bad week. And this day that I recorded this was just the heaviest day. So I'm sorry if, like, you can hear it in my voice. But you know what? That's all right. Ah, that's all right. Ah, ah, ah. That's all right. All right. Now enjoy the episode, guys. Wait. Wow. Oh my gosh. You know what? I'm gonna just put this in the beginning of the episode and then y'all can listen to the episode. I sound really sad, but it's okay.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Before we start this podcast, I just want to remind y'all to support the show by following me on all the socials. The socials link is in the show notes. It's the Linktree link. And to also rate and review the podcast because it helps promote the show to a wider audience. Don't y'all want our cult to keep growing, y'all? Like, come on. Of course, we want a bigger cult. And with that being said, welcome back to the Distract Me Please podcast. I am the host, Brianna Silva. And today, oh, today, do I have a show for you? Brr, brr, brr. You know, well, first things first. So I spent all today crying or whatever. And like, truly, truly was going through the mental breakdowns. Like, literally, I'm sorry if you hear my mom and grandmother in the background, if you hear background noise. Like, literally today I couldn't be bothered to try to get in a position or put a blanket over my head or something to fix the audio. Like, I'm so over today, but like, I'm pushing through because I still want a podcast. I do love doing this. But anyways, so literally I was going to the gym with Ben. Tell me why on the way to Ben, I was like, let me get out of bed. I need to get out of bed. I need to stop crying. I need to pull myself together. I need the goddess energy to come back. I need the in my bag energy to come back. Like, you know, like, I got to dust myself off. Y'all, as soon as I hit my car driving to Ben's, I start crying. I was like, oh my gosh, it doesn't end, right? Bruh, like, literally at his place, I had to stop myself from breaking down. Like, it was a really hard day. But we're not going to get into, oh, okay, fine, like, whatever. We just, unless I'm getting paid to tell it. But child, anyways, I wanted to hop on here and I wanted to talk about conspiracy theories because, like, I recently watched Seaspiracy and I know it's old. Like, I know it was, like, the hype for a minute, but I'm the person who always, likes, hops on the bandwagon for trends, like, after the trend is over. Like, I'm just that girl. Like, that's why The Circle hasn't been trending for however long, but I only recently finished watching The Circle, and let me tell you, it was good. I understand why it was trending, but yeah, girl. So I was literally watching Seaspiracy with my jaw on the ground. Like, my okay, I was sitting down, so my jaw was in my lap because I couldn't believe what I was witnessing. Like, if you haven't seen Seaspiracy yet, like, go and watch it. But also, I'm about to spoil it, and I just realized I gave y'all a timestamp for Circle spoilers, but like, Circle's been out for whatever. So Seaspiracy's been out for a minute. I guess if y'all haven't seen it yet, I'll tell you, like, in the show notes where to skip to if you don't want spoilers. But y'all, it gets messy. Basically, in Seaspiracy, like, this guy is trying to go figure out, like, how to stop the extinction of whales. And is it whale hunting and all this stuff and blah blah blah, and then come to find out, like, it's this entire thing, like, everything is, like, connected in some way, shape, or form. And literally, like, commercial fishing is the number one reason why our oceans are dying. Like, so I don't have a lot of Texas listeners, but if you're from Texas or if you're anywhere in the world and you don't know about this, I think, what was it, 20? Oh, I actually want to look it up to get this date right. Hold on, let me see. But we had an oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico Gulf of Mexico oil spill. What year was this? Really? This was in 2010? It's been that long. Oh my gosh, there was 11 deaths. I didn't even know there was 11 deaths. Okay, so basically BP had an oil rig in the Gulf of Mexico in 2010 that like exploded. Something went wrong and there was this massive oil spill. Like it was pouring out gallons and gallons of oils and of oils. It was pouring out gallons of oil into the Gulf of Mexico like every minute or like every second, but it was a lot. It was a huge oil spill and I didn't even know like 11 people died. Like, yeah, it was pretty bad. And it, oh my gosh, like all the wildlife around the Gulf of Mexico at that time was covered in oil. Like I think Dawn really became, well, we started using Dawn in this household because for every bottle of Dawn that you bought, they donated a bottle of Dawn because Dawn soap was like gentle enough to be able to wash off like all the wildlife that was caught up in the oil spill. And so because of that, I feel like Dawn kind of blew up and became more of a common household name, especially here. Like I started seeing more Dawn on the shelves and whatnot. But yeah, but it was bad. And I forgot how, I think it was like that oil spill. Oh my gosh, they say the numbers in the documentary and I don't want to butcher it. So I'm going to just make up this number. I don't know if it's the correct number. I don't think I'm remembering correctly, but I think it was like it killed like 11 million wildlife or something like that, like 11 million fish and stuff. But commercial fishing alone kills 25 million like wildlife, like every day, like wildlife animals and stuff in the ocean. And so like this documentary is exposing how in reality our oceans are dying, not because of the amount of trash and stuff that is like, well, of course it's like the trash that's polluting the ocean, but it's not like the human trash. It is commercial fishing trash. Like a majority, which is more than 50% of the trash in the ocean, is fishing gear. It's commercial fishing gear. It's nets. It's, you know, all the plastic buoys and stuff. It's like, it's all this plastic mess. And like, even y'all, I don't know if y'all, well, y'all should know, this is pretty common, but there's like these floating plastic islands out in the ocean because there's just so much trash has accumulated. 46% of the floating island trash is actually commercial fishing gear. And so all this time we're given all this propaganda about like, oh, don't use plastic straws. But in reality, plastic straws make up 0.01% of the amount of trash in the ocean. Like, of course, it's a start and we should like switch over to metal straws and like reusable straws and whatnot. But the guy who was making the documentary was basically saying like not using plastic straws is the equivalent of saying that I'm going to stop using toothpicks to stop deforestation. Like our wildlife isn't dying because turtles are getting plastic straws and stuff stuck in their noses and they're digesting it. Like all these animals or whales that we're seeing like wash up ashore with plastic and stuff in its stomach. When you cut open these animals, it's commercial fishing gear. And so this guy was going on a hunt to be like, is there any way we can actually stop this? And literally the answer was like, stop eating fish and start eating plant-based fish products. Because in reality, people keep saying that that it's part of a healthy diet because of the omega-3s in the fish. When in reality, fish do not produce omega-3. Omega-3 is produced by the algae that fish eat. And so we would actually get a higher dosage of omega-3 in omega-3, you know, like fish, like algae. What is it? Algae produced omega-3s or whatever. By the way, guys, I'm not a science. Well, I'm a college student. So obviously that's my requirements as to why I am the person that you should be like hearing these conspiracy things from. And, you know, I'm your professional source or whatever. But like literally, yeah, like they were just saying all this stuff. And like I just sat there like jaw in my lap because I couldn't believe it. Like all these wildlife conservation places saying like we're saving the dolphins, or like there's this blue check that you usually see where it's like dolphin free or like dolphin certified, whatever it is, like stamp that you see on tuna and stuff, which is basically saying like, this fish was caught without killing dolphins, is not actually a guarantee. Because really the only way that they're able to certify that dolphins weren't killed in the process of like fishing for like whatever fish is on the shelf is that they have an observer on board, which any like company that's like whatever dolphin free certified, I don't know what it's actually called, that's like that's certified with that company, like they don't always have observers on every single ship. Like like it's every once in a blue moon an observer will be on the ship, and basically like they're taking the captain's word.
Look at me, sure, I'm the captain now.
Like, oh, they didn't kill any dolphins. And of course, like if you kill dolphins, like you can't sell it to market with the blue check mark, and consumers want the blue check mark. And so like it just keeps going deeper and deeper and deeper, which was just so insane to me. So it led me to be like, yo, I want to talk about conspiracy theories on this episode. So then I started watching the show Conspiracies on Netflix, which came out in 2015. Y'all, it gets the amount of conspiracy theories out there, which are like just insane, like actually insane. So the first episode honestly had me hooked, and then I fell asleep through the rest because I was like, I can't sit through this anymore. But I watched the episode, like the first episode start to finish, like I got that in my brain. Basically, there's no evidence that Adolf Hitler actually committed suicide. And the thing is, like, you know how like conspiracy theories are usually like just a bunch of like people just like making things up from like the slightest bit of evidence, like flat earthers. I'm sorry, I'm calling y'all out. It's okay, I understand. When I heard the evidence about the flat earth, I was like, I would believe it too if I'm not gonna say that, but I was like, I would believe it too, you know, I kind of get it. But at the same time, I'm pretty sure the earth is round. I'm just saying, I'm pretty sure the earth is a sphere. But I get it, flat earthers, like I get it, I get the conspiracy theory, you know, I get it. But like with the Adolf Hitler like not actually committing suicide, like there were people, like big names in the government and the world, didn't actually believe he died when the news dropped, because it was the Nazi government that dropped the news that Adolf Hitler was dead, which like conspiracy theorists say like that was the number one red flag. But then after that, like they were saying that he committed suicide with his wife in his secret bunker, and when they found his body, they put him and his wife's body, they put their bodies in a shallow grave and burnt them. And like, boom, there's the proof that Adolf Hitler is dead. And so they were like, fishy, but okay, like whatever.
That's suspicious.
And then like these government officials broke into the bunker, and then they found a man who looked like Adolf Hitler in the bunker who was dead. And so like people are taking photographs and stuff with the body because they're like, ah, this is proof that he's dead, we found a body. Only to further investigate and find out like, no, that is not Adolf Hitler. Like, the DNA does not match, like that is not him. And so then people are like, where's the body, where's the body? So then there was like a whole FBI team set up to find where Hitler actually went. Y'all, I think it was like 29 years later, after like this declaration of like Hitler is dead and we can't find the body, suddenly the Soviet Union pops up and is like, oh, psych guys, we've had the body all along, and like we just didn't want to tell anybody. And literally like the world was kind of like, why would you not say you have the body from the beginning? Like, what motives do you have to say that you don't, that you didn't have the body? You know, like it was fishy, right? It was fishy.
That's weird.
And so they're like, yeah, here's the body. Like, here's his dental, here's a jaw recovered from like the scene where they said he was burned. That proves like, oh my gosh, It matches his dental records. And here's a piece of the skull with the bullet hole in it to prove that, like, he shot himself in the head. See, we told y'all he was dead, like, blah, 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 blah. Y'all, tell me why. Like, everyone accepted that as the truth. They had a whole museum and everything set up. And they allowed an American to basically, like, interact with it and see these, like, remains of Adolf Hitler. Tell me why little scientists ran DNA evidence and found out that the bone pieces were actually from a woman in her 40s and not Adolf Hitler's.
Hashtag this line, your honor. Hashtag, I don't believe these. Hashtag, don't let it pray for these guys.
So all these years, we've been told that Adolf Hitler is dead, but we actually have no proof of it happening. And the only proof that we quote unquote had were eyewitness statements from like people who worked very closely to him. And all of them like retracted their statements because they said like that they were basically forced out of them. None of them actually saw Adolf Hitler in his bunker that day. They never saw him walk by or nothing. Like no one saw Hitler and his wife walk to their bunker and kill themselves. No one has seen Hitler. Like he just disappeared and that's just that. Like no one saw him. Like no one saw the bodies after he quote unquote committed suicide. And like I'm just like, that's so insane. Like, bro, what the hell? And so the conspiracy theory is like it actually during that time in World War II, you know, with like the Nazi reign, it was very common for people to use body doubles. And so people believe that Hitler used a body double, which is why like they were using a body double. And like the number one indicator of that was like when they pulled that guy's body out of his bunker that looked exactly like Hitler, until they finally like ran the evidence and, you know, ran the DNA and whatnot, and they figured out it was him. I'm like, I think that was the body double. But people think, well, conspiracy theorists think that Adolf Hitler had someone very close to him set up like this little getaway plan where they're going to use body doubles while him and his wife. Sorry, I'm burping. I literally just had some like peanut butter crackers and they were so good. But okay. Anyways, back to the story. So people think that they had Adolf Hitler had someone set up this whole thing where they got body doubles for him. So while him and his wife were escaping out the country, they had the body doubles go in the bunker. And then like when word was like, yo, like Adolf and his wife are safe, like they just executed the body doubles and like, boom, that's what they used to say like, ah, like they're dead. They committed suicide or whatever. And I'm just like, because to this day, we have no evidence that Hitler committed suicide, like none. We have no eyewitnesses. We have no body. Like literally this conclusion was made without a body. Like what the hell? So I'm just like, like what the tea? And yeah, and then I fell asleep for the rest of the episode.
Yeah,
but the only other conspiracy theory that I can talk about with y'all, right, is the moon landing. Okay, now I know there are people out there who are like, the moon landing's fake. And then there's other people out there who's like, the moon landing's real. Personally, I always thought the moon landing was real. I was like, yeah, the moon landing's real. So like, what about it? You know, like, yeah, we definitely made it to the moon. And we definitely had like the, you know, like the whole Houston thing. Like, yeah, yeah, NASA did that, right? And then I heard the facts. I no longer believe in the moon landing, y'all. I'm not even a cap. I'm one of those people now. I'm like 50-50 on it. Like a part of me is still like, I mean, we learned that in school, but also like realizing that we don't actually learn actual facts in school. We just learn what's easiest to teach, like learning that camels hold water in their humps, but in reality, like they don't hold water in their humps. It's all fat. Or that animals don't actually hibernate. They just slow down all of their body systems, like their heartbeat, their breathing. They basically slow everything down and they just function at a slower rate. They don't actually hibernate. So like after learning that, we learn a bunch of lies in school. Now that's why I'm kind of like, is the earth really round? Is the earth a spirit, you know? But anyways, so the moon landing, y'all, I think it's fake low-key, because one, technology back then, like, we didn't even have cell phones, but we're supposed to believe that they could live stream the moon landing from the moon to the television, like, live. I'm like, kind of iffy on that, but like, giving them the benefit of the doubt, okay, we'll say the technology did exist, but it was just super expensive. And I mean, it's NASA, so they had their hands on the technology. Like, okay, NASA, like, sure, whatever. But then NASA came out and said, like, the video footage that we have from the moon landing is produced in studio because they quote unquote, is it quote unquote or quote unquote? I don't know. Someone leave a review and let me know. But, like, apparently they lost the moon landing footage. I'm like, the most important day in history, y'all lost the moon landing footage.
Hashtag this line, your honor.
Like, y'all just casually lost the moon. Like, does that make sense? Like, a bye, right? So, lost the moon landing footage. So then they created the footage in a studio to recreate what actually happened on the moon. I'm like, yeah, whatever. No, you don't casually lose footage. And then they said that they lost the technology to go back to go to the moon. So that's why we haven't been back to the moon. NASA. NASA, sweetie. NASA. Let's be honest. It's okay. It's okay to admit that we are some competitive baddies out here. Okay, we get it, NASA. Yes, we wanted to win the space race. You know, we get it. We get it. But NASA, I think it's about time to just come out and tell the truth. We ain't put no man on the moon, huh? Like, no man is on the moon. And the American flag being on the moon now. Bye. Like, whatever. Bye. Bye. Because why haven't we been able to see the American flag with a telescope, huh? I honestly, I'm like, I think the moon landing's fake. How are we losing the technology to go back? So we lost the technology to go to the moon. We can't replicate it. Like, sweetheart, like, what? We lost the moon landing footage. Stop. They had to produce it in a studio because they lost the footage. Yeah, right. Like, that is something America would hold on to and not lose. Like, so you're so this is what I assume is happening, right? This is what I assume. Someone was in the studio. They put the intern, the NASA first day on the job intern, in charge of the video footage for the moon landing. That's what I feel like is happening. But also, wait. They said they live streamed the moon landing. But if they were live streaming the moon landing, bro, someone would have to have this footage. I think the moon landing's fake. Honestly, I'm like, I think it's fake unless it wasn't live streamed and I have that information correct. I mean, wrong. Okay, so let's just say that the moon landing was not live streamed. I just feel like you just won the space race. Like, you're going, we're like the country going down in the history books for winning the space race. And you're telling me that that footage is lost? Like, there's no, ain't no way. Ain't no way, right? Like, we definitely, So now our only hope to get to the moon, for Americans to actually be on the moon, is Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk. Honestly, like, that's our only hope. I just saw this thing saying that Jeff Bezos is apparently about to go to the moon with his brother. And I would like to say, I do hope, like, space travel becomes so common that, like, you're able to buy, like, a plane to it. Like, you know, like, I don't want it to just be, like, billionaires are able to go to the moon or whatever. I want it to be, like, so cheap, so efficient that you're able to, like, buy a ticket and be like, hey, you want to go to the moon this Saturday? Like, we're not doing nothing. Like, that's how common I want going to the moon to be. Like, apparently they even wanted to build, like, this gigantic elevator to, like, take an elevator up to the space and, like, you know, to, what is it?
See, I'm telling you, I have the mind of a master. I have the mind of a mastermind. What's that? I don't know, but
the space station. Is it the ISS? Yeah. I think it's the ISS? I know it's not ISIS. Yeah, that was not ISIS. But apparently they wanted to build an elevator to, like, go up to space so that they don't have to waste money on rockets and rocket fuel and whatnot. But I'm just like, yo, Just imagine, like, you chilling with your besties and it's like, what are we gonna do this weekend, besties? Like, we've been partying the past 3 weekends in a row. Like, we've painted pictures, like, all the weekdays. Like, girl, we need to do something fun. What's something we haven't done? Someone's like, let's go to the museum. And it's like, we've gone to the museum like 10 times. We need something different. Someone else was like, let's go to the beach. It's like, girl, we've been to the beach. And someone was like, yo, there's another bus leaving to go to space. Y'all want to go to space this weekend? And it's like, oh my gosh, girl, yes, that's it. Like, we haven't been to space yet. Like, how much is a ticket? And it's like, oh, the ticket's only $150. And it's like, girl, we're on our way. Like, that's definitely what we're doing this weekend. Like, that is the dream. I would love that. Just imagine you and your imagine the photo opportunities. Just like, oh my gosh, imagine the captions, the IG. Well, I feel like by the time that happens, it won't be IG anymore. But like, imagine the social media captions. It wouldn't even be pictures. Hopefully by that time, if we have the technology to make like space travel that convenient, I feel like it would be like holograms now. Instead of like you're posting pictures, you're scrolling through people's holograms on whatever social platform it is. And it's just like, ooh, to give you the whole world, I'm gonna need space. Like, imagine, like, he doesn't just want to give me the world, he wants to give me the universe. Ooh, took my girl out to the moon to show her. It's like, imagine the captions. Oh, I can't even, those aren't even good ones. I know there are some people out there who could really create good captions for that. Ooh, but I just feel like that would be an experience, y'all. That would be an experience. Just me and the bestie decided to have a picnic on the moon. Ooh, hashtag couldn't eat the food because if we took this helmet off, we would die. You know, whatever. But yeah, so I think the moon landing's fake, but I hope we get there one day. Listen, I just, like, that's the one. Like, come on, guys. We didn't even lose. I was about to say, we didn't lose any footage or pictures from slavery, but we lost moon landing pictures and videos. Like, all right, NASA, all right. You can't even recreate the, shut. No, bruh, no. I'm so sorry if I now turned y'all from like moon landing believers into moon landing unbelievers. Listen to your teachers. Like I said, I'm 50-50 with it. A part of me is still like, the moon landing's real. The other part of me is like, moon landing's not real. Also, how was I able to talk for 26 minutes about conspiracy theories? Oh, wait, no, never mind. Because the beginning of this was talking about how I was mentally going down. She's yelling timber. But other than that, yeah, this is the summer come up. Wishing all my friends, you know, the summer come up, you know, it's just a social. It is a social media come up. Like, we want to be influencers by the end of summer. And you know who's going to make that happen? This cult right here. Listen, the Distract Me Please cult, the DMP cult. We got this, bro. We got this. We can create the summer come up. It is the summer of the baddies. It is the pretty bitch summer. Like, we got this, y'all. We coming up this summer. Anyways, I'm gonna end this episode here because all I want to do now is crawl into bed and watch movies and continue the night crying, because that sleep after just crying is gonna hit different. But I also have to edit my little bonus episodes that I'm doing every day. Why am I podcasting every day? I don't know. I really did it to myself. It's been a lot of work. Kind of stressful, but also living for it. So good night, y'all. Y'all better have a good time. Y'all better take care of yourselves. You know, mental health first, ladies. Mental health first. All right, loves. I love you all. Mwah, mwah. Mwah, mwah. Why am I like this? Why am I like this? I'm sorry if y'all hear the cheer. If y'all hear my chair in the back and it's like being annoying. I don't know what that means. I hope my audio is not messed up. But y'all remember socials in the show notes. Follow me on everything. Follow me on Insta. Follow me on Twitter. I like making new friends, especially on Twitter. I'm very active on Twitter. Tweet me. I think I have instructions on how to get a shout out in next week's episode in the show notes. And yeah. All right, guys, that's it. Rate and review the podcast. Rate and review the podcast, okay? Y'all have a good day.